All right, yo. What's up? What's up, everybody? Who's following me on Instagram? Hey, what's up? Oh, hell yeah, man, what's up?
What's up? What the heck, man? All right. What this is a gift. What's going on?
I'm off, dude. Just chilling on Reddit, trying to fucking burn the place down, you know.
Oh, snap. That's what's
Yeah.
up.
Is it too bright? I'll turn. I'll get
It's a
the
little bit too bright. Yeah.
over here. What's up, man? What are you doing?
Yo, use your shirt too and wipe off that camera.
Is the camera all fucked up?
It's got some smudges on it.
We good though, dude? Am I good?
There we go. There we go.
Boom, what's up? Hey, you
Oh
can't be more
man.
than two people on this shit, huh?
No, this is a one-on-one, man. This is a one-on-one. Which dude, okay, hold up.
Yep.
Let me look at my
That
notes here real
was
quick.
a funny part.
So I mean, we just did an episode, but I got a lot of pushback from it from Knives.
Oh, no. Why?
Man, he thought he said that I put words in his mouth,
All right,
which is probably true.
we don't have to on here.
And huh?
I said we don't have to on here. I feel like coming on and talking about people is bad.
No, but I mean, I need to definitely I need to be held accountable for what I did. But we had all those technical issues, and looks
Yeah.
like we're having a pretty solid connection here,
Yeah,
but
my ban is up in like 8 hours, so we'll
8 hours
see.
till your ban's over. So you're not banned on Instagram.
Which is weird. And hey, you know what, dude? I got a thing saying that I did multiple infractions, and I was like, "What? I don't know." So I'm gonna tread lightly.
They hit you with all the charges.
Fuck, son! I can't do shit on Common Chaos for a week. I don't get Common Chaos privileges until Saturday.
Oh, dude.
They fuck me up, dude.
That makes me like. Oh, man, it makes me like gross. It just feels gross.
It does, man, and especially with them banning like subreddits and shit yesterday.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wow. Wow, man. And but yeah, talked to Knives about it, and he was like, he felt like he wanted to make sure that and he said he sent you a message, but then you couldn't see it, so then something like that. But he just felt like I was putting words in his mouth, and that he didn't want it to be that you thought that he thought that way. Like he was that it was that serious.
I mean,
So
again, I didn't take it that way, but
apparently y'all's relationship is not that
no.
serious.
It was, I get where he's coming from, right? Because hearing it for me, I could have taken what you were saying out of context and been like, oh, I offended Knives and like go to him and act all weird, but I didn't, And I took that how it is, dude. I understand how. Again, I was trying to speak from a place that of experience, right? I've felt that way with friends before, like getting weird vibes, weird signals, and I didn't take it anyway, man. If I hear it from you and it's about you, I trust. If I hear it from Knives and it's about Knives, I trust.
Right.
Not that I was thinking you were talking shit or anything. I get your perspective, and I, expected Knives to have a perspective of himself too. So, and I
Did
texted you yesterday.
you see
You
the
sent me a
video I did
picture.
on Facebook
I did not know.
after the fact? Well, he's trying to get me on to do a podcast. I don't think it's going to be live, but I mean, he would like for it to be live, obviously, but he wants me to go on and talk about like my perspective about about relationships and like what is the role what are the roles what are the roles of like in a relationship, and then he wants to like basically paint it as if I'm some a misogynist, and so like so he wants to make the argument that I'm a misogynist, and I don't know if I don't know enough about it to be to argue that I'm not. So I mean, I'm willing to go on and have the conversation, but I don't know
Whoa.
what I don't know what to do. Like I don't know. I'm definitely gonna come off as like either a dickhead.
Is there any way that we can like share this?
Yeah, you can send the message to people. Like it's down on the bottom. Can you see it? Maybe not.
But not to like.
to
Yeah,
share it.
but not to like all my, I have to pick everybody, right?
I think
Like
so,
it
but
doesn't let me
I
just
think
share it to my people.
yeah, I don't really know how to do it
It's all good.
because right now it says that we're live on your page too, though.
I just don't
So
know
like
if it notifies people that, like, you know how when you start a video, it notified me right now that you were going live, right? I don't know if now that I've joined, it's notified my people. So.
It should have, but I don't know. It's all kind of a new thing, right? I mean, this has been around for a minute, but if it seems like Instagram, you know, the ability to share like Facebook isn't there yet. So
I'm going through and I'm
hopefully
not
they
approving
bring
you.
if they bring back directories, that will kind of help out, you know, for live video and whatnot. But it seems like Instagram and Facebook are going to be big. I think they're going to be big again.
Well, what about all the
With
people
all
that are
the.
pulling out of Facebook? Ford, Microsoft, Amazon, a ton of companies have pulled out of Facebook and their funding and their marketing and all that. They're not
Oh,
advertising on
really?
the platform. Oh yeah, dude, almost $7 billion they've lost. They've lost a shit ton of money. I'm surprised you don't know about it. I'm surprised you haven't read in. Yeah, dude, it's absolutely outrageous.
Like even if I look at like who I've DM'd recently, and whatnot, it definitely looks like nobody's online.
I mean, I'm still creeping, right? I'm still lurking because I can see comments. And I can still see everything. I just can't interact or engage. And I mean, I'll be honest. The couple days that I did take, like Saturday and Sunday, not being on social media were kind of nice.
What's
I am
up,
getting,
Watermelon Jigga?
I'm getting a little FOMO. Oh, it's JJ up in the house. Is he in here?
Yeah, he's up in here.
What up, JJ? For sure. I wonder if he's caught any heat for his fucking tag in 2020. Watermelon Jigga, you know?
Oh yeah, but I mean, he's playing it out.
But he is. He's good. He's got the he's got the respect.
Yeah.
You
He
know,
called us some queers.
I
I
can't
guess
see
that makes
shit.
sense.
I can't see shit. What's up, baby? Giving him kisses, dude.
So,
I gotta talk to you about some shit too. Coming out there soon. But that's another.
oh yeah, that sounds pretty frightening, man. Big boys pulling out of Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that.
What is this misogynist talk? So why is that the angle?
Because you know, because I went on live with you and talked about, you know, sexual harassment versus sexual assault and like what the with all the allegations are getting coming out, and like he brought up wrestling allegations and all.
A shit ton.
Yeah, and so like it just seems like the entertainment world is kind of being turned on its head with all the stuff going on.
I was
So
on Twitter this morning and somebody
hey,
said,
what's up, Abe? Abe's a local DJ.
"What up,
We need
Abe?
to we, you need to connect with him,
How are you,
man.
man?
He's doing big things.
Hey, I did watch your video with fucking Smack and
Oh,
what's
you
his name?
watched it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I started to. I didn't get through the whole thing, but I enjoyed it. Like what I did see.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Talk to me about that a little bit."
Man, so what happened was I saw a post early in the morning that he had put out Jonathan Dade, who's running for mayor in Georgetown, and it was him with another guy, and they were both hugging on some police officers. And he said, "Blue Lives Matter," and it was just like super controversial for that day. And I just saw the comments just rolling of all these people who are calling him an Uncle Tom, all of these things. And so I just sent it over to Smack because Smack has been doing the Black Tea Talk, pretty much every day of the week. And then he does Smacky the Clown in the evenings on I think Wednesdays. So like yeah, I've been talking to Smack for a bit. For those of you who don't know Smack, it's Thomas Chapman of the Dirty Worms out there doing the Smack thing. And
Shout out Dirty.
yeah, man, he's been doing a lot of some of the Black Lives Matter stuff and like black culture and whatnot. And he's just been doing that. He also got shadow banned, I feel like, on Facebook. He had to go on over to YouTube.
No.
Yeah, so it's really,
Why do you get shadow banned on Facebook, you know?
I don't actually know. I actually don't know. I wasn't following, but I just saw. Yep. Can you see the comments or
I
no?
cannot. I can't see shit, no.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, you saw that I'm banned. Why? What's people talking or what?
Abe said Smack is the god.
He's good.
Yeah.
Smack is legit. We've worked with him a couple times.
Yeah, and so like so yeah, man, it's just like there's a lot going on. And so what the misogynist, I guess, podcast that Knives wants to do is because, you know, I came on trying to figure out like what's the difference, what are the different levels, like, you know, if someone comes out and they make these accusations, why is it that we're always why is it seems as though the online, the vocal minority is always going to guilty before proven innocent. You know, it's always like woman is queen. You know, the woman is always right. Don't, and then if a man like says that he defends himself, he's a scumbag. He's an asshole. He's guilty. All of these things.
That response, that initial, this is my opinion, that initial guilty until proven innocent that you just said, right, is with everything nowadays, right? Because I think people are so quick to just jump on shit like that. I that's just a cultural thing, man. I don't know what causes that. I don't know what causes people to immediately assume guilt. You know, probably because we see a lot of cases in which that's what it does mean, right? We see a lot of accusations where, like, hey, these guys aren't guilty, you know. And I think that's it's interesting because it's a factor where the minute you are accused of something and people jump on you for the person that's being accused. It's mental warfare at that point, right? Like, you have to be able to compose yourself, because when you start getting accused of shit and people start coming at you and you react emotionally, you can say some shit that's just going to dig you a deeper hole. You can, you know, react poorly and maybe make something that wasn't anything in the first place into something that is drastically worse, right? You know, and I think that that's part of the culture. I think when people fold under pressure, and I think people recognize that. So if someone is accused of something and then multiple people come out and go, yeah, he is guilty, or they are guilty, or she's guilty, or whatever, it's almost as if, hey, the more that we get the accusations and the more pressure we put on them, the more likely it is to them to either admit guilt or apologize, right? Like, how many people have been, look at Kevin Hart. When Kevin Hart got, like, pulled out of the Grammys and shit, or whatever he was going to host, Oscars, you know, because of some shit he said back in the day, and they, like, and he talks about that. He goes, you know, I couldn't do anything but, like, apologize. And the apology almost admitted guilt when, you know, yeah, I did what I did, but that was 10 years ago, and now we're rehashing it, and I'm being put on this, I'm basically being hung out to dry, right? And like, they're coming at me, and all I can do is apologize. But that apology just feeds their anger and feeds their right or their justification of coming at me. And you know, all I can really do is sit back and kind of let that blow over. And I think that's the case for a lot of people. I think that people immediately want to put pressure on individuals to get them to admit wrongdoing, or get them to crack under pressure and get them to fall into a deeper hole, just so the accusers or the people that are out there pointing fingers can feel justified in their actions, right? And like, get their little moral victory because somebody folded under pressure or cracked, right? So that's where, you know, and
Shout out to Cat Mobbins and Abe says, "Preach, brother, preach."
hey, and you know, I think that a lot of people do end up being guilty, right? And I think that there's but that's the process, and you have to trust that process, right? Hopefully that truth does come out. You can't listen to the fucking naysayers and the outside, especially people that aren't involved. And a good example, dude, I've been on Twitter, right? I'm like, where can I fucking voice my mind? Where can I talk my shit? I went on Reddit and got a fucking crazy post. I went to fucking Twitter and I'm getting a bunch of likes. Like, I'm trying to just go out and venture out of Facebook, you know? And there's a video of this lady that's getting fired. It's like a minute and 45 second video. She's getting fired. The person that's firing her is a black man. She starts going off, yelling the N-word, and people are filming it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in the comments, a white dude, asks, hey, this is my friend's law firm. What's going on? What is she saying? Why is this happening? And a bunch of people jumped on him and were like, how do you not know what's going on? How can you not hear what she's saying? How can you this? And they're just jumping on him, right? He was just, I think, like, seriously asking for context. So I jump in and I'm like, hey, I think he's just asking for context. Allow me to explain. And I'm like, hey, this lady was getting fired. She freaks out. She was removed almost immediately. And this is like an email was later sent out by the owner of the firm that said, hey, this lady was being fired. This is why she freaked out. We removed her immediately. Like, she was escorted, all her belongings taken out. She's been fired. This is unacceptable. We completely condemn this type of behavior. And, you know, there was an explanation. And then I, like, gave context, and then people came at me for giving context, and they were like, oh, it's funny how you say immediately when all I see is a minute and 45 seconds of her dropping the N-bomb. And I'm like, okay, right, come at me, I get it. And then I had to like explain myself, and I'm like, well, first of all, immediately is like objective, right? We saw a minute and 45 seconds of what could have been a 5 minute, 10 minute, 20 minute interaction. We don't know. We only saw a minute and 45 seconds of it. I'm just quoting the email that the lady sent that said that she was removed immediately. And like, let's also focus on the fact that she was being fired. So that's a process that probably takes 10, 15 minutes to get done, right? So like, what's the immediate and what's the objectiveness and what is all that bullshit, right? People just want shit. People just want to get angry and jump on shit right now, bro. And that's
I want to add to that though, because like, I have fear in this scenario. We talked about it before on the last podcast is there something that could just come out of nowhere, you know, that I sent a dick pic to this girl. Cause I know certain instances.
Was it an unwarranted dick pic?
Most likely. So it's like, so that's definitely sexual harassment. So like no arguments about it, but I've also had that happen to me. You know what I mean?
Got David in the house.
Hey David, what's up?
Where have you been?
How's it going?
Nice.
He says, Oscar says, he shows the eggplant. He's like, eggplant. Speaking of which, did you see the video that Knive sent me that I resent you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Dude, isn't that crazy, dude? How long does that take to learn to do that?
Are we just going to ignore the fact that the dude had a fat dick, too? That thing was like...
Dude, he had a fat dick. I said, I can't remember what I said. I said, like, this is what you do in your spare time. But then I said, like, what I say to him. I'm about to look it up. Shoot. He sent me that, and I said, is that the size of your cock and balls? It's like, shit. That's fucking hilarious. But, yo, man, because I do feel like that fear of, like, anything could come out at any point in time, you know, and it could come from like a random place, and you might not have been involved with that person for a decade, you know what I mean? Longer than a decade. The relationship just isn't there, you know, and what would constitute, and then, so do you come from a position of like, all right, just accept that you're guilty and then fight backward to like get more, I guess, like, what do they call it whenever you get arrested and tried? Like fight for an acquittal, fight for like a reduction of your sentence. Yeah. An appeal or fight for a reduction in the court of opinion.
An appeal generally comes after there's a sentence, right?
Because yeah. I mean, like a reduction, like more of like a reduction of your charge.
I mean, that's what's kind of fucked up, is I think in some situations people can admit guilt when they're not guilty, right?
Like, that's Knives just said, if my exes were to publicly release my dick pic, I would wear it. Dude, you got the size of a, like, I seen your video of your cock and balls being shit out your ass, like, you know, like, you got nothing to worry about. But me, I'm from the LDC, Little Dick Committee.
Oh no. Little Dick Crew or what? We're gonna make
Yeah, little dick crew, bro. You can't.
LDC?
You, they're not gonna have.
LDC? I can't shit that out of my ass.
I'm
I
not.
can't get it up in there. Wow. Someone on the Twitter, someone on Twitter said that that's like a Hindu fucking like a meditation practice or like some Kundalini.
What?
I don't know. I was just reading the comments.
Dude, that's hilarious. Like that's there's levels to this shit, and that's one of the ones you have to get to.
Yeah, I guess. You mean
But
to
yeah,
in order to
well,
meditate properly, I gotta shit my balls out? What?
it's wild, man. It's like birthing your balls.
Wonder what that feels like.
But yeah, we were talking like you're guilty until proven. What were you saying?
I was saying that some people sometimes admit guilt without
Yeah.
being guilty, and like that's a shitty situation because now you already said you're guilty, and now you're going back on it. Uh-oh. Well,
Yeah.
what kind of person are you? That's why
Yeah.
it's I don't know. I think if I was ever accused of something, I don't think I ever would be. I don't know. But if I
Well,
ever
what
was,
the thing is I feel like everybody assumes the worst.
right,
You
exactly.
know, and then it's like more details come out and it's like, "Oh, you know what? You know, at least he didn't have King Kong Ding Dong." like, have you heard about that, the Jenna Marbles thing?
No.
Dude, so she's just getting canceled. She's getting criticism for videos back in like 2012 or whatever, but about her coming out with like racist remarks against Asians, blackface, like all of this stuff, right?
Okay.
You know, pretend she did like a video where
Who is
she
this?
caused Jenna Marbles, the makeup, the YouTuber.
Oh, I am not. I'm not familiar.
Well, she's like an OG YouTuber, and she like did blackface of Nicki Minaj, cosplayed as Nicki Minaj. Then she did cosplay as like an Asian dude that, and
Oh.
he's like she was in the she did like a rap video about it, and she was like she said, "I don't mean to be racist, but and it's literally I can't rap, but here's Ching Chong Wing Wong, he's got a King Kong Ding Dong," and it was just like, you know, let's elevate that, I guess. Like, what do you think about Trump at his rally coming out and saying the Kong flu?
Bro, I don't even know. I don't even know what to say about that guy anymore. I didn't know that he said that. I'm not surprised he said that. I read a thing on R Conservative because I'm in that subreddit,
Yeah.
and somebody was like, "I'm sick of having to come out and defend what this motherfucker says." And I'm like, so I
Yeah.
think if you're getting some conservatives that are just like tired of this bullshit, he's probably on some bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a political discussion that can go kind of far. Back to the saying shit, like, I mean, I don't know, man. It's hard to kind of go back and cancel shit. I feel like at that point you're just grabbing at straws, I guess. I don't know, not to devalue the message, right? You obviously want to set better examples and better standards, but I don't see anybody complaining about Tropic Thunder and like
Yeah,
fucking
they bring it up.
being fully black
Yeah, they bring it up, but like,
and almost ironically joking about not being black. Like that
yeah.
was the whole joke. You went extra far to be black. And like,
Yeah.
you know, not many people are giving, you know, Robert Downey Jr. much flack. But then again, I mean, is it his celebrity status? Is it the fact that people understand that it was a movie? Or what, you know? Could you do that now? No. Should you do that now? Absolutely not. Like, I'm on board with changing of the times, but to have this aggression towards like shit that's happened in the past, it's just like I understand the anger and I understand the need to like make change, and that's fine. But to complain and like be upset about it, I mean, yeah, he hasn't even said shit. Robert Downey Jr. is a pretty stand-up guy, and he's like keeping his mouth shut, right? Because I'm sure he doesn't want to fucking open up a can of worms and have people come at him.
Well, yeah,
And
but his latest movie just flopped like
what did he do?
a fish out of water.
What did
Dude,
he do?
the Doolittle? Doolittle? You didn't hear about the box office on that movie? Oh my god, dude. They lost like $137 million.
What the fuck? I mean, when did it come out, though? It came out like the beginning of the year, right?
I just remember him going on Rogan. And then just hearing that it was just like a box office failure.
I think I'm pretty sure it came. I mean, I would be surprised if it came out within like the
It
last
like
couple
went
months.
out right before the pandemic or maybe a little bit after and just
Yeah, that's probably
nobody, just crickets, silence.
why, man.
Yeah, probably. They
Not
didn't have the
surprised.
rollout right. But like in addition like to what you're saying there, like they do bring it up from time to time, but they're even going after Shane Dawson. Like that was like the top, trending on YouTube about the fact that he like criticized Willow Smith back in the day and like had suggested
I just
that
heard about
he
this,
wanted
right?
to have sex with her or something.
Yeah, and then did you saw his whole thing with the where they're doing the jokes about people and you have to name someone and say a joke and someone said Trayvon Martin.
Oh God,
And I'm just
I
like,
didn't.
hey, and it's just like one, somebody wrote that intentionally to
Yeah.
make it funny for the stream, so fuck you. Like,
Yeah.
why are you trying to? It's just a joke. It's just a game. No, motherfucker, you intentionally threw his name in there so you can make an off comment joke about it. Like,
Yeah.
don't fucking. We're not stupid. Like, if you're trying to play, it was just a game, and it's just on. It's just for entertainment. Like, bro, come on, come
Yeah.
on. They knew that his name was on that piece of paper. Somebody did, and they knew that there would be a joke made about it. And you're just
Yeah.
trying to. And cool, hey, I'm not against comedy. I love comedy. I'm a comic. Like, okay, I get it. I understand the place, but you have to, I think, be you have to acknowledge the times and like the sensitivity to it and the fact that, I feel kind of weird being two white dudes talking about it, right? But the fact
You're right.
that you're three white people on this fucking panel and you're trying to make light and make jokes of shit and
Yeah.
you throw Trayvon Martin's name in there, like you could have picked other people if you wanted to be edgy, right? Why'd you have to pick
Yeah.
someone that was the victim of a fucking hate crime
Yeah.
or a murder, right? You could have chosen another way to go about it, but you didn't. And then I did hear about the Willow Smith thing, and it's just like, hey man, that you look like you're kind of a shitty person. That's
Yeah.
two, three
Don't you
different
think
check marks
it's
against you. That's a track record. That's a pattern. That's
Yeah.
something that's repeated itself. It's not a joke. It's not something that was done 10 years ago before all this shit started happening. It's not a Tropic Thunder situation. It's a, hey, you did this like last week
Yeah.
and you're an asshole.
Yeah. Well, isn't it so weird, like, that it seems like it's almost like a PR stunt. And so it feels that way because everyone seems to have their moment when the moment's happening. All the popular people, it's like it comes out, everybody's coming out, like, with their story of how they did it, And then I hear about this. I'm not sure if you heard about this one. But apparently there was like a writer's room for Cards Against Humanities, and they had hired a black guy to do the black culture portion of the Cards Against Humanities deck. And apparently, like, he was the only African American in the group, like, of writers, and he was just getting like he's getting turned down when he would say he'd come against. He would say, "Hey, this is not right. This is like politically incorrect." Because they produced and distributed a version with the N-word in it, like outright with the N-word in it,
Oh, A or
and
ER?
ER, hard R, like,
What? Oh, no.
So he was like totally against
So
it.
it
He went to
wasn't
the
like
writer's room.
contextually appropriate. It wasn't like a rap lyric, or it was hard
No,
R
no.
saying
It
some
was
shit.
like, yes,
Wow.
I have to look up and get like a
Wow.
screenshot of the exact card, but yeah, they put it out there and man, he was just like super against it, and he ended up getting fired for coming out against it. And the writers' room was a bunch of like, like it was probably diverse, but but apparently like the
Hey, it's not
main
that
like
diverse.
executive.
It's not that diverse if there's only one black dude in there. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like,
Well, there might have been Hispanics, Asians,
true,
there,
true, true.
you know what I mean? But apparently the main, I guess, executive or whatever was like, it she was like, you're just making a big deal of it. You're making it out to be worse than it actually is. But like, that's just like, I think one of the way that people perceive things now is like, I talk to like my mom or someone in my family that doesn't really interact with a lot of people. You interact with a lot of people. Like you're a salesman sort of. So like you come across all kinds of different type of people. You know, I feel like people who are stuck in their little tiny, you know, nook or their like capsule, you know, out there and like I think I'm an anomaly in this in that sense because like I am stuck in my little capsule, but I try to go out and integrate with like communities and stuff
You
like
also
that.
have a virtual like reach, right? So
Yeah, I do have
you
that
do
too.
interact, like you're not your grandma or your parents that are actually physically and I guess
Virtually.
metaphysically, yeah, virtually in a bubble. Like you may physically be in a bubble because you're in Georgetown and it's kind of far or whatever, but you're, you know, we do this. You talk with people on a pretty regular basis through here and you have a connection that's definitely in Austin and beyond that, right? You've traveled, you've been around. I don't know, man. That's part of the problem too, I think. I posed that question on Reddit about where we're fucking up and how do we fix it. And a lot of people are just like, one, you guys are just high on your own supply. You think that America is the fucking greatest thing on the planet, and in reality, it's pretty broken, pretty fractured. You know, you have this. A lot of people said that we have this holier than thou approach, and that's why our only arguments and our only battles are against each other, which is a brilliant statement because that's true, right? Like, you know, there was a homeland attack or somebody was fucking another 9/11, bro. All this shit, hopefully, all this shit would stop, right? But you also don't want to wish that kind of like tragedy. But I mean, how I ask the question, you know, we had that sense of like, at least to me, it seemed like we had a sense of camaraderie or community or our country and all that when like a school shooting would happen, right? Or a mass shooting would happen. But now that's taken place so many different times. People are on different sides of whether or not that shit's good or bad, right? Like there are actual people that are, you know, minute a mass shooting happens, it's not a, oh, hey, let's band together and stop this. It's a gun control issue. And now there's an argument between gun control, right? Or it's a mental health issue. And there's an argument between mental health problems, or there's a government issue. And there's an argument there. Instead of it being like a, hey guys, everybody saw that, right? Everybody bore witness to what just happened. Cool. Everybody thinks that that was bullshit. What can we do to make it better? I don't think there's any of that. I don't think that that is, you know, like that 9/11 moment when 9/11 happened, everybody stopped and was like, oh shit, let's come together, let's help each other out. We haven't had one of those in a while. Everything's divisive. Everything's, somebody, the top comment on this, right? I have like 600 and something comments on it. The top one that's gotten the most upvotes is the two-party system. They're like, hey, everything is a divisive tactic. Everything is us versus them. Everything. From your election system to how your laws and regulations are implemented, it's all built upon us versus them, right versus wrong. Which is when you sit back and you look at like the big picture, like holy shit. And you've been on my show before, and I've said this a couple different times. Like I think, in a way, we've sabotaged ourselves with all these freedoms and all these liberties that we have. Not that they're bad, you know. There's a reason that the US is as prosperous as it is and as successful as it is. But now we're seeing the point of maybe diminishing returns where we've achieved this status, and now there's like we can't grow any further because the way that it's built and the structures that are in place have this teetering effect where, you know, now there's no place, now it just has to crumble. Like we didn't have a strong enough foundation where now it's crumbling. And does that, is that because we've relied very heavily on like a democracy? Is that because we've relied heavily on these rights, right? Like the freedom of speech, idea, thought, you know, this whole banning of subreddits, banning of Trump on Twitch, you know, I'm a fucking journalist. That's scary. 'Cause I've always been a proponent of, hey, the minute you do take away free speech and you do take away the freedom of being able to speak your ideas and your thoughts, you start putting limits on ideas and thoughts. Hey, that's not a good idea. Not only can you not talk about it, but now you can't speak about it amongst your group. And if you do, you know, we're gonna come at you. That's
So
scary.
I was just about
That's
to say right now,
pre-Germany World War II shit, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's what's happening right now because, we had viewers and then they just shut down the reach. We had two last people, random people show up in the room and then there's no reach. It's really strange. Like that's where is it? I mean, obviously some of the things are technical, like there's no Instagram directory, but let me pose this to you because you didn't get a chance to see it, I don't think. On my personal profile, I threw out there towards, friends and family. I did a meme. I was like, finish this sentence. Conspiracy theorists be like.
I saw that, and I can't comment, so I couldn't comment on it, but.
Right. But people came in there and said some things, and one person who I grew a friend's mother, like that I'm real close with, I was real close with when I was growing up. She was just like, she had my perspective, and I laughed about it a little bit that originally I was going to do it totally different. I was going to say like, woke, I said to her, woke researchers. I don't know what the right word for it would be, but woke people be like, or whatever, and then, but people don't know the language in the, quote unquote conspiracy theory, community or whatever. Like I listen to Tinfoil Hat. I listen to, THC. I listen to Rogan. I guess Rogan's a conspiracy theorist podcast. What, they like to say he is, and they're trying to shut him down is from what I heard. They're trying to like push back on him because he's been coming out, against the Democratic Party and all of these different things. They think he has too much of reach, and
Well,
they don't want him to have that switch over. There's so much going on, man. I just don't.
I mean, he's been a huge proponent of YouTube being very biased, right? And like how they, you know, they banned Alex Jones. Like they were one of the first ones to take Alex Jones down. And my stance on the speech thing, we all know hate speech, right?
Yeah.
Or we all know hate. Or I guess what hate can look like. And I'm not an advocate for promoting hate speech, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's where things like Reddit's ban, YouTube banning certain things, hey, they're private companies. If they want to put in regulations and put in things to ban certain types of speech and things like that, okay. My concern is they are influencing policy. They are influencing legislation. They are influencing how people vote. You know, the CEO of Reddit is on record stating, I think we could sway an election because YouTube or Facebook was pretty much weaponized by whoever, Russia, wherever, right? To have like these political ideas put into place. You know, these are more than just social media platforms at this point. These are avenues of ideas, of thoughts. They're platforms. They're the virtual town halls, right? You know, there's five or six documentaries on Netflix right now that have the footage of the Nazi rally from 1939 at Madison Square Garden, like an entire Nazi rally on American soil. In 1939, the center of World War II. Like, what the fuck? And there's a Nazi rally? 30,000 people showed up? You have 30,000 people in New York City that are willing to come out and salute the fucking Nazi flag and their ideals and side with an idea that we are literally sending people over there to abolish? Now you get that tenfold because of social media. And it's going to reach more people. It's going to spark more ideas. It's going to trigger more people. It's going to make people feel like they maybe that have those thoughts in Washington or in Oregon or in Canada or in other parts of the world, they're going to be able to now join that community and join that group. And that's where, yes, that's where the hateful ideas and the hateful speech become dangerous. But I don't know if you have to like fundamentally try to change people's minds or try to change people's ideas of other people and other races and other cultures. But again, there's got to be boundaries. There's got to be limits. And what's crazy is we had this whole issue 3, 4 years ago of social media's impact on like elections and what they're able to do as far as like censorship. And you know, people were like, oh, it's data, it's people's privacy and it's people's information. And that's when it was concerning. And now that it's being used to pretty much promote hate speech and other things, it's almost not as concerning, right? You don't have Mark Zuckerberg and the CEO of YouTube and the dude from Reddit testifying in front of the Senate now, right? And I don't know, it's just weird, man, you know, because they do influence policy and regulations. So on one side, it's good because you're silencing the hate, you're silencing real problems, you know, you're silencing like this festering of anger and whatever comes with hate. But to the same regard, you're potentially setting up for further censorship. You're essentially setting up for, you know, yeah, one side's winning right now and they're able to shut people down and silence people, but what happens when it slowly trickles to the other side, right? And all the things that maybe one side wanted to say becomes bad and reprehensible, and oh, hey, you can't say that. And then it turns into, you know, us on a platform not being able to say shit. Well, hey, it's just me and Trent having a conversation. Me and Trent can't talk about things. Me and Trent can't have a discussion about things. Not that we do, but you know, hey, we're talking about the Cards Against Humanity thing, right? Maybe instead of saying the N-word, you actually said it and they fucking decide to cut us down. And that's just like a contextual thing. We're not being racist. We're talking about something that is very real and that is happening, you know, but you know, because there's now new policies in place where we can't say things or we can't share ideas or whatever, they're immediately shutting people down. No ifs, ands, or buts, or no questions. You know, this isn't a UFC ban. This isn't me fucking up and not following a guideline in the community. This is, hey, I have an idea or a thought and I'm just expressing that and I'm being silenced for it. And you know, that's one of the things that we have that a lot of places don't. You know, in China you can't speak out about getting a lot of shit or you get arrested and you go missing. Russia, the same
Well,
thing. You know, there's other powerful countries that don't allow free thought and free ideas. You know, I don't think as a country that wants to keep these ideals and keep these like fundamental beliefs, we shouldn't be trying to strip these rights away or strip these freedoms away. We should be trying to teach people how to not be hateful. We should be trying to share culture and stories and we just need to share things. We need to, you know, there's a history books are fucked up. Like we need to, instead of trying to just punish and forget and abolish and get rid of, we need to educate and teach and listen. You know, the one of the best examples I can think of is Daryl Davis, who will sit, he was a black gentleman, a blues player, a jazz musician, and he's converted several over a couple hundred KKK members, right? And he does that by sitting down and listening to them and talking to them and just trying to change them and having, you know, a real heart-to-heart conversation. You know, can you do that with 330 million people? No, you can't. But I mean, you can't in the sense where Daryl Davis can go and sit down with whatever portion of the population is a racist portion, right? But you can take what he's doing and you can take his idea or his actions and echo that. You know, why aren't we learning about like the Tulsa Race Massacre, right, in the history books? Maybe if we were learning about that for the last 2 or 3 decades, we wouldn't have the riots now because it would be 20, 30 years of trying to educate people and change people's opinions and ideas about things, right? When we don't talk about it, then you have a George Floyd incident, and all of a sudden a bunch of shit comes out and shit goes crazy, right? When, hey, if we didn't have this systematic racism or this oppression for decades and decades and decades, we might not be in this situation now.
But I hear what you're saying. I hear that you're saying that old ideas that are toxic or that don't benefit community the greater community of people are bad. I just, I also think that we should, I feel like people are always, when new ideas come out and they get a lot of traction, let's say it's the extermination of the male archetype, or it's the destruction of STEM, which is the scientific community being destroyed, or being dragged through the mud.
That I heard of right from Brett's podcast with Rogan,
Yeah.
and fuck, that's where it gets scary. And
It's there's
go
no
ahead.
like the this for millennia, I want to, maybe not millennia, but how long is a millennia? Maybe about hundreds of thousands of years, at least now, we've adopted the Enlightenment. We've adopted this scientific process of if this, then this, and the scientific method. And now it basically, people are saying, if you believe in this, in this process of elimination, this way of thinking, then you are a racist, because it comes from Anglo-Saxon Protestant
I mean,
Reformation.
that's, I hear that argument, but I think a lot of people don't look at history and don't look at the people of color and people of different races that did have impacts in the science, technical, engineering, mathematics community, right? You know, the fucking, I mean, one of the, I'm
It's
drawing a
funny
blank.
how you can talk about it's it, it's funny how you can't talk about culture, but you can talk about science. And once you bring science into the conversation, it's like, oh, now you have an argument that is valid. And yet the culture wants to argue that science is invalid, that it's magic, and that, you have these necromancers that created science, and that they're out to create ill will.
I mean, science isn't perfect, right? Like there's shit that's, you know, one of the, man, I wish that show The Cosmos was like available like anywhere right now, because Neil deGrasse Tyson has a great just process that he follows when he goes through that show, and he says the beautiful thing about science is that it recognizes its own like fallacies or its own downfall. Because, you know, 1,000 years ago, before we thought that fucking the universe, you know, obviously we thought it revolved around Earth, right? And not the sun. And there was mathematical and systematic things in place that proved that for a short time being, right? And as like obviously civilizations advanced and technology advanced, we were able to make newer predictions and come up with different theories and have new instruments and new tools at our disposal to work through these things, right? And a good example he uses is when Galileo or whoever discovered that things rotate around the sun, and it was because he saw like a star, right? And they made predictions, and they said, "Hey, this time next year, if my theory of planets orbiting around us or moons us, right, or fucking whatever stuff going around us, if my prediction is right, then this planet should be here this time next year, right?" And they were able to test that, and they were able to understand that that's what it was. And then we developed telescopes and things to prove that even further. So science in itself isn't like infallible. It's just that's why there's a method to it, and that's why there's steps that are put in place. And like, hey, those steps might not always be correct, but you hope as like a civilization that you do discover what is correct, right? You come up with new ways of solving these problems. And like, hey, man, we have theories now that are being disproven like on a regular basis, right? And what's disproving that? Science. Like, science is our, we're just checking things off, and we're like, okay, hey, there's a formula. It's like math. There's a formula we have to follow here, and hopefully following it correctly gives us the right answer. And hey, maybe we have an integer out of place, or maybe we're using the wrong symbol, or maybe we're not using PEMDAS and we're not going in the right order, but we'll eventually figure out the truth from this, I guess, trial and error aspect, right?
Well, I guess something that maybe more pertains to you is, like, you are a verified minister of faith, and true. But you're not practicing. You're not a practicing minister. But what aspect does...
I do. I have a wedding in July I'm doing.
I mean, you're not preaching...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, to a congregation or something like that. But, I mean, sort of. I guess the Common Chaos is a virtual temple, or like a virtual version of a church or something like that. But we're not going to... I mean, you're not some sort of, you know, Alibaba or whatever.
Joel Osteen
or like a... what? You're not a cult. You're not running a cult.
Not yet,
at least. And I guess I wrote down here, man. I was like, there's three different systems that kind of come together, and I think this is the reason why we're having such controversy and whatnot, is that we've got the science, the religion, and the state. You know, all of these things kind of conflicting and ramming their heads against each other. And people who don't, like, I feel like you and I are kind of multifaceted in that way, like understanding that there has to be some sort of, you know, order, you know, process that people can believe in new ideas and believe in old ideas, and then sort of, you know, the chaos of what science is, because you got to test things and all of that.
And,
but
hey, like, you find something else that works, cool, but I feel like what's going to prove what works or not is going to be a method, right? And like, you can come out and like the chick that got banned for saying a man is never a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, are we talking biology? Are we talking things that we can verifiably see and like look at? Chromosomes? DNA? Are we talking about that? Because if that's the case, that's true. And then she gets banned for it, and it's just like, well, okay, what is this? Are you being banned just for that comment? Maybe not. Maybe you're being banned for like a history of shitty comments or a history of controversial statements, and you just happen to say one that maybe they banned you for the wrong one, right? Who knows? But if you are just speaking from a place of science and going, hey, it's okay to identify as a woman. It's okay to identify as a female. It's okay to go through a surgery and become more female-like. But if you're going down to the chromosomes, you're not. You're still XY. Now, does that mean in the future we're not going to be able to edit chromosomes? No, we could. What's going to allow us to do that? Fucking science, right? One day we probably will be able to go, hey, in the womb right now, you have a male growing. But we can do some editing, and with enough time, it's early enough in the stages of fetal development that we can make it a female. Want to do that? Cool. That's going to be done by science, so you're going to conveniently believe and trust the science when it's appropriate, and then not trust it when it's not appropriate, right? You're going to get mad at someone for saying a man is never a woman because of her chromosomes, but then when science allows you to edit the chromosomes, it's then going to be acceptable. Like, you know, it's just, and that's just, I think, nuances of being a human. That's fickle mindset. That's fickle behaviors and attitudes, right? That's someone being triggered emotionally and going, how dare you say that? A man is never a woman. I identify as a man. I identify as a woman. And that's someone being emotionally upset about something that they read, rather than going, hey, you're right. Biologically speaking, a man is never a woman until we're able to make a man a woman.
Biologically. Yeah. Have you
and
been...
Once that happens, then that's a whole new dialogue. That's a whole new conversation we can have. But to it's like a catch 22. Like you're denouncing science and you're getting angry at science, but science is eventually probably going to allow you to do what you're upset about right now.
Yeah.
You know,
Have you
science
been
is probably.
following the conversation about like Jesus lately? About how Jesus is depicted multiracial, or like so is depicted as being, white because it activated more people into the religion, and that now you're starting to see the same thing with Asian Jesus, Black Jesus, to get more people to spend money within the Christian or Western religion.
That's probably one of the biggest conflicts, right? Religion and science, like the biggest. It's like fucking UFC 300, right? And so I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, most scientists think that Jesus was like brown, right? Because he was fucking Jerusalem and that part of the world that many years ago. So he probably was darker complected, you know? And
I
I
would say
mean,
most anthropologists or like historians think that, but I think that that narrative is still bit baked because I believe in alien Jesus.
right. Yeah, definitely. And hey, dude,
So,
I just watched Passion of the Christ for the first time like 3 days ago,
yeah.
and you know, I was going, okay, Mel Gibson, I appreciate what you're doing, but
Yeah.
let's be real. You're gonna have a pretty white dude be Jesus. I don't know about that. You're gonna have holes in his hands as he's walking out of the cave. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Like you're feeding into like a weird thing, but that's cool. But you know, I think that religion definitely plays a part. You know, religion is just like any other cult or any other society. It's not perfect, right? They're gonna do what they can do to get people to join and get people to jump in. And you know, I don't doubt that Jesus has been depicted white for those reasons. But again, once we're gonna have religion to go by, and we're gonna have the religious paintings and the depictions of Jesus being white to go by. And then we're gonna have something that's verifiable, a method that could potentially one day say, hey, guess what? We've determined by all this trial and error that Jesus was actually pretty brown. Maybe even black. Who knows? But again, there's going to be a conflict of what people choose like to believe inside their heads, and like that's where things get tricky, man. You can write down and speak about as much shit as you want, you know, and that goes back to what we were talking about, trying to educate people on hate and like trying to educate people how to not be shitheads and assholes, right? Like you can only talk and formulate words and sentences and illustrate them in so many ways, but what ultimately convinces the person to see otherwise? What ultimately convinces the person to see another perspective?
I think it's experience, man, because
That
like
could be. But
when I talk to
people that live in Oklahoma, you know, on a street full of white people,
Yeah.
and maybe they see a black person every fucking month, once a month. You know, I have customers that I've refused to help a customer before because he's a truck driver, and
Yeah.
he started the conversation off with, oh, where I'm from, there are no black people, and it's still that way. And like at that point in the conversation, I'm like, all right, man, hey, I'm here to help you with your cell phone and your shit that you're dealing with, not to hear about your personal life or your upbringing or any ideas you have.
Yeah.
And he tried justifying it with me. Like, well, no, I'm just telling you how it is. I don't live where there's any N-words, and they wouldn't come and live in that town anyways because that's just how it is. That's just how it's always been. And like, all right, dude, you're also 60 driving a fucking truck. Like, you clearly are stuck in your bubble, and I probably could go put you in the middle of Harlem around a ton of fucking black people, and that's not gonna change your mind or give you a different, you know, perspective. It's just gonna probably fuel whatever fucking crazy idea you have in your head about black people, you know? So, what is it gonna take to get that 60-year-old mindset and idea that's, and he said it, I've lived in the same town. No black people then, no black people now. Like, that's 60 years of experience that's gonna be real hard
They're
to
about to
fucking
cut us
break.
off here in 10 seconds, man.
Are they?
Yeah, they're about to cut us off.
Why?
Because we ran up on the hour.
Oh, there's only an hour.
Yeah, we got the hour, but yeah, I appreciate you coming on, and
Thank you.
I'll just hit you up in a second here on the regular wire.